I would be very wrong if I don't begin this episode with this special, special announcement that Monetizing You webinar is open. You can head over to the link in the description and get in. Monetizing You webinar is just as it is promising. I'm going to be showing you the simplest, easiest, least complicated way to get paid for being you and knowing what you know. You need to be in that room. The link is in the description. It will give you all the details that you need, who it's for, who we're going to be talking about, what you're going to walk away with. I look forward to seeing you there. I hope you join us. If you're a woman who has value, and I believe there is nobody who's listening to this podcast that doesn't have value, and you're ready to show up and show up for the world and for yourself, then this webinar is for you. Join us. Link is in the bio. All right. Now, today is Tuesday. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. However, it's going to come out on a Thursday. You know, that's how we release our episodes. And Friday is International Women's Day. So I thought, what better way to celebrate than to talk about our ability to play the global game? And it's like, there are different industries and different niches and different problems that need solutions, but there's a global market, right? So everybody goes to the marketplace and is like, okay, I need this work, and I get it. Who can get it for me? What company do I do business with? The business world generally. And when we talk about inspire inclusivity, for me, who is very entrepreneurship, business oriented, very passionate about women really, you know, monetizing their skills and their expertise, I feel like this thing is very apt. I love it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be speaking on a panel on Friday that's going to be about, you know, infusing technology in your business. And I'm also going to be hosting a panel in the evening on Enterprise and Heels. You know that that's my baby. That's my company. We also aim to like educate entrepreneurs, young female entrepreneurs, in how they can, you know, enter the global market. So basically, all of those things are just combining to emphasize, right, something I'm passionate about, which is women playing the big long game. So it got me thinking about what we really want, right? Do we actually want to be included? That's one. And I believe that's a resounding yes. How are we making sure that we're being included? This is going to sound like my little talk show, which my podcast really is. But really, right, you're a woman. You're good at what you do. You're knowledgeable. You're capable. Why are we not in the game more than we could be? And I really, really believe that fundamentally, personal branding is at the heart of it. And I know that I'm always going on about personal branding, but hear me out. People don't know what you can do because you have not let them know. It's as simple as that. People will pay people that they have heard of, that they know, whose evidence they have seen, 10 times more than they will pay you because you have not shown your working. But I'll get there. Right? I feel like I have found what women want, which is really the topic for today's episode. I found what women want, and hear me out, Mel Gibson didn't get it right. If you haven't watched What Women Want, I feel like this is the right time to watch it. But I remember watching it as a kid. I definitely wasn't supposed to be watching that kind of movie at that time. But it was basically this guy who got electrocuted, and he was, you know, very the manly man, didn't think women were worth a lot. And so he got electrocuted and suddenly could hear women's thoughts. It drove him crazy. I thought it was a good movie, as much as I could tell as a kid. But anyways, I don't think they got it right there. So I'm going to tell you what I think women really want. Speaking as a woman who talks to other women for a living, right? First thing I think women want is that we want to eat without getting fat. I know you're nodding wherever you are. I know that you know that this is a deep desire that we have. If somebody can figure out how we can eat what we want without getting fat while keeping the body that we actually want, I'm in. You guys should let me know. Send me a message. Send me an email. Tell me about it. If you know any way that we can do that, right, without having to go to the gym. You guys, I just started going to the gym recently. I went back like last week, and let me tell you, it's not easy. Like, it's not easy. I shouldn't have stopped in the first place, but I did, and now I'm back, and all I can say is pray for your girl, right? All right, so the second thing that I think women want, right, is to make money being a version of ourselves that we like. I feel like enjoying what you do is very, very important. Every time I record an episode, and I haven't said it in this episode, but if you're new here, I'm always saying it, check out the other episodes. It's like, I'm so excited to be here. I'm very, very excited to be here. Oh my God, I'm excited. I'm always excited every time I am passing my message. And it wasn't always like this. I didn't always have a message, right? At some point, I wasn't even sure what I was supposed to be doing with my life, and therefore it was impossible to pass any kind of message except that I was confused. So finding my message, honing my message, starting to, you know, campaign with my message, seeing how everything is just coming together and resonating, and I'm able to communicate it to the people that I'm here to help, to the people that I'm here to support. That's me earning in a way and manner that pleases me, that pleases the Lord, that makes me happy to get out of bed in the morning. I'm happy to learn. I don't know everything about my industry yet, but when I get into a class, I'm excited. I'm still signing up for freebies, guys. I have a load of freebies of my own that I'm giving people who come into my community. A number of them are going to be in the description. This webinar, Monetizing Your Webinar, is one of the free things that I do. And I give out a lot of free things. But every time I come across something free that I didn't know about, or a topic that I feel like I could learn more about, I'm excited to go into that class. My point is, if you make money doing what you love, I feel like that's one of the things that we want, right? And I'm grateful that I get to do it. And the third thing that we want is to spoil the people that we love, right? Maybe you have kids, maybe you have a husband, maybe you have a boyfriend, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your siblings, whoever it is that's in your circle of love, right? You want to gift them, you want them to be comfortable, you want to nurture them, you want to take them places, you want them to have experiences, you want to give them things that you didn't have before. And I feel like that is the nurturing part of us women, right? And that's one of the things that we want. So these three things are not too much to ask. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten a way to get the first one, but I feel like the second and the third one, you know, that's something that's possible. It's within reach. Every day we can wake up and strive to make money doing what we love so that we can spoil the people that we love. And I'm on the list of the people that I love, by the way, so food is a love language. Okay, now technically I write and speak for a living, if we're going to simplify it. And the more of the big world that I learned, and I call it the big world because my experience, my journey was a bit unconventional. I didn't start with corporate. And for the longest time, I felt like that was a very big loss for me. I felt like I didn't have sufficient experience to go into the business world. And it was a crutch for a long time until I realized, okay, so now I don't have to get over the employee mindset and start with business mindset. I can just dive into business mindset. And then the other things, the corporate things, the structure, structure basically, I can learn. For example, I'm taking a course right now from McKinsey & Co. and it's basically teaching structure, right? So the point is, the more of the big world that I learn, the better I write and speak, right? So I learn structure, I add it to, you know, what I'm already doing. I learn communication in a corporate way, I add it up. I learn contracts in a corporate way, I add it up. So the more I grow, the more I learn, and the better business, you know, the better my business gets. At the core of it though, I have found an intersection between what I love to do, what I'm good at, and what people are willing to pay for. I love to speak and read and write. I could do that all day. I found a topic that is in line with my purpose. I see that I am empowered and blissful and joyful when I'm helping other women be empowered and blissful and joyful. And so I've found that spot for myself. And that's what I want for you. I want you to find that thing that lights you up. I want you to find that thing you can talk about all day. If you call me in the middle of the night and say, girl, come and talk about, you know, women using their gifts and expertise to create space for themselves and hold space for other women, I'm in my bonnet and my nightie and I'm in, right? Plus, I get the lifestyle that I want on top. This was not entirely orchestrated. I didn't know that this was where I was headed when I started my journey. But the more I did it and the more I learned and the more I evolved and expanded and just discipline myself to do what needed to be done, I realized this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. So I don't know where you're supposed to be, but you've got to figure it out. You've got to now be brave enough and courageous enough to go after whatever it is that you want. Now, I put up a poll last week on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, this is the great, great time to do it. The link is in my description. I put up a poll last week. I really tried to get to know my audience. I want to know what's going on with you so that I can create the best things for you. So I put up a poll last week and I was asking, what do women want, right? What do we really want? This train of thought has been going on for a while now, and I didn't trust Mel Gibson's account. So I asked that, and the options were, do we want appreciation and recognition, right? That's appreciation / recognition. Do we want autonomy / independence? Is that what we want the most? Or do we want social status and power? And really, I'm passing the question across to you. So if you have an idea or an answer about this, please send me an email. My contact is in the description as well. So I'd like to know, what do you think women want the most? But from the poll that I took on Instagram, right, over 100 women answered, and I got this. 54% said women want appreciation and recognition, right? That's already more than half. 38% said women want independence and autonomy the most, and 8% said social status and power. Now, I think we want all three. I just think the priority, you know, order of priority, right? First of all, and I agree with the poll, to be honest, I think first of all, we want recognition for our worth. We know we are worthy. We know we have value. We know we can do the job. Why are we not getting recognized? So I think that is first and foremost, very high on the hierarchy. I think independence is a natural result of recognition and appreciation. Like if I'm good at my work, people know I'm good at my work, I'm going to get paid what I'm worth. And then that pay, you know, that financial independence is now going to allow me to be able to take care of myself and then be in relationships on my own terms, be able to not be at the mercy of others. So that's the independence and autonomy. So I think people who are looking for independence and autonomy would get it if they get the recognition and the payment that the recognition will bring to them, right? And I think social status and power is also there, because I mean, we like being liked, being respected, being influential. So I think that's also something that we do want. Is just not as motivating as the recognition and the value of the value that we bring to the table. So what we really want, I believe, is first and foremost to be seen, recognized, and then paid for the solutions that we're bringing to the table. You are a solution provider. I need you to say to yourself right now, I am a solution provider. Every single woman was placed on this earth with a solution in her. My job is to help you see it, help you accept it, help you get over the fear of going out there and letting people know about your solutions. Now, I know it's crazy. I remember a while back, I saw a number of women go through this fear because there was, you know, catty talk was coming out about how everybody was becoming a coach now. And I saw women who had something to offer shrink. I saw women who had solutions in them shrink. Now, first of all, I think there are a variety of ways that you can give your solution without being a coach. I also remember when I started, the way I ran from the word coach, ran, right? Because I didn't think I was worthy. I had not finished finding solutions for myself. Why am I coaching somebody on something that I'm still trying to figure out myself? And eventually I realized that, first of all, if I could help somebody one step behind where I have reached, then I'm capable, right? And secondly, consulting is another way to, you know, provide solutions. And there are a variety of other ways to provide solutions without being a coach. If you are called to coaching, great. If you are not, there are a variety of other ways that I'm going to be discussing in clear terms and with clear step-by-step strategies in monetizing your webinar. So if you're already thinking, oh, I don't want to be a coach, but I do like the idea of being a solution provider, then you should absolutely register for that webinar. It is free, but there will not be a replay. You have to come by yourself. All right, so if what we want is to be seen, recognized, and paid for the solutions we bring to the table, then what are we doing? What are we doing on our part to make that happen, right? Because recognition is not going to fall on your lap. I wish it did. I wish it did, but this is not a popularity contest, right? recognition is not going to just appear for you. They're not just going to wake up, dream your name, and just find you from wherever you were doing nothing. Okay, there's work to be done on our part. What are we doing on our part to make sure that we are inspiring inclusivity? To make sure that when we say, pull us a seat at the table, we're coming with value. What are we doing on our part? And I have a few suggestions. I always have suggestions, guys, right? Somebody once said, I'm always saying something about something. And you know what? That was such a big compliment. That was like, okay, so I don't keep quiet. I do have something to say, and I don't keep quiet when I have something to say. I thought that was very cool of me, even though the person didn't mean it as a compliment, but that's on them. Okay, so the first thing we can do is speak up. I will preach personal branding for all of time, because if you don't tell your story, somebody else will, and you will most likely not be the hero of the story. It's not because they're mean, it's not because they're terrible people, it's just because everybody is a hero in their own story. So if they're coming out and taking the steps and taking the action to tell their story, why are you going to come and be the hero of their story, right? That's why you've got to tell your story. And that's really what personal branding is. It's a story of who you are, what you value, what you can do, what you bring to the table, right? It's you telling your own story, right? Number two, we've got to show evidence of what we can do. And just saying you can do it is not enough. You've got to show us how you do it, who you've done it for, why you do it. We need evidence, right? If there's no evidence, somebody that has evidence, somebody that has proof is going to get the job. Even if you could have done a better job, right? So if you want to be included in the conversation, tell your story, show up, speak up. Don't stay silent, build networks, right? There are groups of women that are moving and shaking things. And you know, one day I'm going to meet them. One day I'm going to be them. And I hope that that's the same way if you feel the same way, right? So that one day I'm on your stage speaking, you're on my stage speaking, we're creating opportunities, mentioning each other's names in rooms that the other is not there. That's the point of Enterprise and Heels, by the way. So you guys should check us out. We do have our conference coming up, 2024 conference, guys. I'm going to have to make an entirely different podcast talking about the journey of Enterprise and Heels. But let me tell you something. The first meeting we had 6 women, right? And then pandemic and all of that. The first meeting post-pandemic that we had 25 women. Last year, we had over 100 women show up, and we couldn't register more because we didn't book a big enough space. That's how we are expanding, and that's how we have amazing, motivated women in the community who want to grow. So we have a conference coming up. We have a conference coming up in July. I'm going to definitely talk about it some more the more we come closer to it. But tomorrow, International Women's Day, we do have a meeting tomorrow. It's still open for registration. I'm going to drop the link in the description as well. All right. So finally, you've got to continuously elevate. You cannot stay stagnant. You cannot stay complacent. If you understand that you are a company, you are the brand of you, you are you incorporated, then you understand that if you stay still, there will be competition. People will forget you. Your ideas will become outdated if you don't learn some more. So part of what you need to do is to stay on point. Have your finger in the pie, on the pie of your industry, your niche, wherever it is that your solution falls under. Know what is going on there. Know the evolutions. Know what's happening in tech and AI and all of that, so that you can be a part of the conversation. So thank you so much for listening. This was quite a long episode. Usually the episodes are like 13 to 15 minutes, but clearly I had a lot to say, and I'm very excited because this is the first of a series of 5 podcasts that I'm going to be doing just to explain to you why you have to be in the conversation, why you have to be included. Don't forget to register for Monetizing You webinar. Link is in the show notes and descriptions. I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. If you want to find out more, head over to the show notes, or you can head over to paulapohl.com/podcast. Make sure to search for She's the Brand in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and click subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.